Dutch study sounds alarm on rise of problem gambling. Latus, a leading market analyst in the Netherlands, has published its latest report showing a concerning increase in the number of problem gamblers in the country. The research provides an overview of problematic consumer behavior, particularly substance abuse and excessive gambling in the Netherlands, between 2018 and 2023. Through its categorization of harm levels by cause and population percentage, the study revealed that gambling ranks fifth in terms of problematic behavior, as it affects nearly 3.8% of the Dutch population. According to the study, alcohol is the most prevalent problematic behavior in the Netherlands at 44.9%. It is followed by cannabis at 15.3%. Cocaine and opiate abuse were third and fourth, with 12.3% and 3.8% respectively. However, problem gambling showed the largest increase in 2023, surpassing all other categories with a 24.2% year-on-year increase. Treatment centers see repeat cases. Data from problem gambling treatment centers revealed that 54% of individuals seeking help have experienced gambling-related issues in the past, while 46% are getting treatment for the first time. Additionally, the demographic breakdown shows that 88% of those seeking treatment are male, with 75% falling within the 25 to 55 age range. Also, 17% of individuals are under the age of 25. Furthermore, the report found that 44% of individuals struggling with problem gambling also exhibit a substance use disorder. Alcoholism is the most popular secondary disorder amongst these individuals, as it affects 44% of problem gamblers. In contrast, 56% do not have a secondary disorder. Of all gambling types, online gambling saw the biggest increase in customer engagement between 2018 and 2023. The industry has witnessed rapid growth, particularly since 2021, when the country launched a new regulated market under the Remote Gambling Act, COA Act.